dead bird over
It's time to warrior up, grab one cream and two sugars for a cup of JoJo.
Watch me playing guitar, and you feel what my fingers can do, and you wish you were the one I was doing a
Hello. Are we on
air? JoJo, we are on the air.
Oh, okay.
Welcome, everybody, to Dick's Sporting Goods Park out here in Commerce City, Colorado, for the 2018 version of the World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Take it away, JoJo.
Hey, everybody, this is a cup of JoJo War Jimmer Raisin. And like JP just said, we're at the Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse. And we got miraculous leader this year in its first conception. It's fantastic stuff. We're standing right here. We got to the bracket, and we got some crazy games going on right now. Crazy games going on today. So yeah, we also have Team Evolve, but talking to the coaches right now, so they're going to be coming on as soon as they possibly can. And they're going to be on the air for approximately 30 minutes. We're going to play it by ear for all you podcasters out there.
Definitely, JoJo. Definitely.
We got some World Series of Youth Lacrosse fans out here, and I think they want to jump on the show and do a little. So the mic's right there. Thank you. There you go.
So,
hi. So I don't know if you know this, but we're on. So you got a lot of people. You know, you heard of iHeartRadio.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're on iHeartRadio. We got also a TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. We got all that on the sports. Anyways, so introduce yourself and tell her she's super cool because she the other day she had the war paint on.
Oh, very nice. I bet you got pictures of that.
I should have.
Oh, come on, JoJo. JoJo.
So introduce yourself and tell them what team you're here to mainly support you from.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn Evans, and supporting Team 91 Florida.
Ah, the Floridians.
Mm-hmm. Florida has two Team 91 Titans. I mean, Team 91 has two teams, the Bandits and the Titans. And Florida, just the Team Florida, they're a very young group.
Gotcha.
So they got players that come next year, and even some of them come in next year. So on paper, they're the young overall out of all the teams here for this World Series. They're the youngest team out of all of them.
Wow.
So this is very good experience for them.
Definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
How's your trip to Colorado been so far?
It's been great.
What's your favorite part so far?
I don't have a favorite part, all of it.
All of it? There you go.
Very cool. Very cool. Just watching the team and pretty fair weather. Are you putting on sunblock?
Yes.
That's good.
You'll burn at a mile high.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's no humidity. Like you guys in Florida, I get a lot of humidity.
Yeah.
It's on the dry side. Is she your sister?
It's my sister.
Okay. you want to get on the show? So introduce yourself. Obviously, you're mostly going for Team 91 Titans.
Hi, I'm Skylar Drina, and I'm supporting Team 91 Titans Florida.
And you, And any particular reason why? Like, obviously, you have family members in?
Yeah, my brother plays MIDI for Titans.
Ooh.
And he has two brothers on the team, also, who play
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now, let us know, how are they, are you communicating with them after yesterday's games? How are they feeling, how are they liking it?
The coach talks to them for a long time after those games, and I think, like you said, they're here for the experience, since they'll have more years to come and be a part of it, but they're having a lot of fun. They're happy, and that's all we can ask for. Even if they're not winning, they're still having a blast.
Yes.
And seeing all the gear, and at the banquet, they were so happy trading pins and getting to see all the team. They were just happy, and I think that's all that matters this year. We'll come back next year, and we'll prepare, and we'll be better.
Oh, right, right.
Come back.
And how about the food? It was good food last night.
Yeah, good food.
Good. So the banquet last night. So just to describe your feelings and everything that went on.
It was wonderful. I mean, all the teams were there, and seeing them all dressed up and not smell like gross, like the lacrosse players. I was like, oh my gosh, are these the boys that were playing today? But it was awesome.
Now, you've had your fair share of gross, you know, with these guys traveling around the country, I bet.
Yeah. Walking past the lacrosse bag is terrible. So bad.
They make spray on stuff for that now, too.
I know, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I know, I've tried it on my knee braces. It doesn't work.
Jojo,
yeah. Who else we got here?
We got somebody flying out. I want to see. You guys want to get out for a minute?
What are you doing, Jojo?
Oh, this is my podcast.
That's
Joe B.
Yeah, that is Joe B. I've met Joe B before.
Can we get on?
ESPN.
My coach is on ESPN. Jojo, can we get on?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Get the mic and then
yep.
Stick around and get look at Joe B.
Thanks for coming on, girls.
What do you say?
Get you on for a quick minute?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're having some resistance from the ESPN crew over here, just real quick. So we're going
to
try to get him on the mic here. We're
going to play the drum on the podcast.
Oh, that was
sweet. Well, where's my mic? What am I, Wood?
We had a glitch on one of them.
They got no microphone. We're on.
We're live. We're doing this freeform.
We're on a cup of JoJo Award on the waves.
On the sportsoffensive.com.
You and JoJo here with ESPN for the Warrior World Series with you for five.
It's my turn.
Yeah. Q's got the role. Q's the Award role.
It's right there.
Okay, this is Q, everybody.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Oh, look at that.
Hey, what's going on here?
Nice. All right, let's go. You have to try staying.
Oh, yeah. It actually was.
And that's it.
What's his name?
Everyone, this is Q's.
That's
a heartbeat,
Greg. Give us some variety of your tempos here, Jojo.
Google that. I will.
Watch the video of the guy working the bongos. As Santana started warming up,
I've seen that. Oh yeah,
oh, man.
I've definitely seen that.
And then, super important. And then Gray Slick's performance was
Slick, yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
And obviously, I'm a big Woodstock fan. But I was thinking you want to see
Bongo. Thank you, Q. Thank you. We got Team Bandits met by Bandits. We got everyone. This is
Semi-final
action coming up.
Yeah, big deal. This is unique for us, JoJo, because typically when we wake up in the morning, we know what game we're covering that afternoon or evening.
Right.
So our prep's all done, and we're just putting the finishing touches, and it's kind of a sit around and wait. Mm-hmm. Today's a lot more going on for us this morning.
Exactly.
We got four teams taking down a two that we have to know by 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yep.
So watching these games is critical, and talking to the players and coaches afterwards. really important. And we'll catch them again when they get to the stadium.
Yep.
So it's a lot of work in a short period of time for us. It's very different.
In other words, these teams are like neck and neck, like in a horse race. Like you need a pitcher.
Yeah.
Just like in a horse race, though, they're favorites. And I think the two teams from Long Island are the favorites, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean you're going to get through.
Right.
Obviously, from your horse racing analogy, sometimes the best horse doesn't get across the finish line.
Exactly.
And we've seen that before in this tournament, even though it's only 3+ years old. We've seen the top team fail, but it's interesting when you think about their world rankings. Mm-hmm. Seems like they got it right. They got 3 of the top 4 teams plus an invite squad from north of the border here in the quote final 4. So they got it right.
You know what's quite interesting this week, you guys? Team Israel, okay?
Not too
shabby versus Long Island Express here in the final 4.
They're going to get better every single year. You know, I think they brought 3 players over from Tel Aviv and the Netanya area, mm-hmm. where there's now a wrecking cross league.
Yep.
I met a couple of them yesterday, heading over there next week, obviously, for the World Championships. But that's a good sign, and I would love to see more European nations, England. It would just help their Finland, the Swiss, the Dutch, maybe even Australia, because I don't want to use the word. It just doesn't seem like those nations are improving as much as some of the others because of their rec league program. They're club-based in their lacrosse growth, mm-hmm. so a lot of kids don't start till they're 14 or 15 years old. I think it really would benefit those nations if they could, you know, set up programs that start them as 8- and 9-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. They're already getting, like you said, too, they're already getting better and better.
They get better and better. They're just a little behind the curve, right? Mm-hmm. So you start at 8, and there's going to be a big difference.
They tell us the goal is to make lacrosse the national sport of Israel. So we're doing well in their efforts. They're getting it.
That's fantastic. Casey said, you know, he can pull it off.
The kids over there call him Uncle Case. He's a dual citizen.
Yep.
And I know he played, his first 7 years in Major League Lacrosse here in Denver. Mm-hmm. And just to watch him on the sideline interacting with his coaches and the players, it's wonderful to watch him. I think they had, I want to say, as many as 8 different states in the United States represented by Jewish American players, plus the 3 or 4 from Israel. So they're getting there. They're growing it, and I think it's great. Q mentions the World Championships are there coming up very, very soon. Mm-hmm. So just obviously the spotlight falls upon them again.
Yep, just about 10 days from now.
Yeah, and then the Iroquois team didn't bring a team this year. They didn't gather the map, and I think they wanted to do more.
Well, the Iroquois are playing box lacrosse right now. They just ended their box season, so I do remember that from last year when we did some interviews with them.
Yeah, I actually had a couple of the kids text me and they were pretty sad that they wanted to come, but got to pull the team. Actually, Team Evolve has one of the kids on their team.
Yeah, Team Evolve. Mm-hmm. There's 2 Team Evolves here. There's one from Ontario.
Yeah, I came over here to help see you give us some help, some pronunciation help on this one.
There you go.
The T is more like a D.
The D. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. So I'm guessing it's Barrero is the last name, but you got to help me with the front one.
Dehokra.
All right. So if you say so, that's what we're going with if he gets there.
Dehokra.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is. A lot of vowels next to each other.
The Evolve team from Ontario has about a handful of kids who project to be potential Canadian junior hockey players sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 of them were Josie. And with the tracking for what, Canadian junior?
Top flight major junior A. So there's at least 3 or 4 kids on that team now at age 14 who will be terrific junior A hockey players by age 16. They're on that track, they're on that path. They're going to be very good.
Yeah. And the team involved, the team that's in the Final 4 today, the kids stick on it. They shoot.
They all look like clones. So they run around. They're all similar body types and height. They're not the tallest in the group here. Mm-hmm. But from a skill standpoint, they keep rolling these guys off the bench, and there's no drop-off. So I think if they can get this semifinal into the fourth quarter close, I think they can win it. They've got to watch Team 91 in the first 10 minutes of the game. I think the opposite is true for the Long Island Express Next Level game. Next Level has 4 or 5 tremendously explosive players, but then maybe their bench is not as good. So they typically have gotten tired through their games. Okay, so they've taken early leads. Yeah, they've taken early leads and held on. So if the Express can deal with Next Level early, I think it bodes well.
It's an endurance test, right? This is seven games.
Like a marathon.
This is seven games now for the semifinals in 2.5 days.
At 5
a lot of work.
The two of these teams are going to go on to play tonight.
That's right.
You guys
4 o'clock.
Call
yep.
4 o'clock.
That's 4 o'clock Mountain Time. 6 o'clock Eastern. Mm-hmm. ESPN 2 from the Wick Stadium.
I like your setup here, fellas.
Thank
even
you.
Though you don't have a microphone. It's all right. I'm not going to take it personally. Have a great time.
Judge, time we set it. This up kind of last second, guys. Thanks for being on. We really do appreciate it.
Enjoy the day.
Yep.
Make up.
Have a good call tonight, guys.
Thank you. Okay. Be you guys, everyone, they're going to be on ESPN 2. They got the call.
Call tonight. 4 o'clock Mountain Time, 6 o'clock East Coast Time. And don't forget about Pacific. That would be 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Got to remember the Pacific. The specifics of the Pacific.
Exactly. The shush and the shun.
So check this out. We got some Tri-State fans here. We got Tri-State here. Everyone. So check this out. He's getting that ground ball for you. He's treating that microphone like it's a ground ball.
Yeah.
but my guys are cool here. They've been hanging out. They were Tri-State. They're supporting obviously Tri-State team. Okay. But they're going around. They're watching all the games. They're just enjoying the game all together.
Wow.
I would very much the guy that's got he has a mic right now on. In his hands, but
yep.
I'm gonna give him a little a war drum roll. A little war drum roll introduction because this is not his first trip here to the Warrior World Series.
Sure.
I was here last
year. And see both guys.
So.
They have the flag.
We got some Denver repeats.
No, interesting, funny, cool story. My man here, after this, he's gonna introduce himself. He was wearing a New York Lizards hat.
Okay.
Bucket hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Joe Spallina, head coach for the New York
Lizards,
head coach for the Team 91 Bandits, he was talking to him. And my man here is like, Joe Spallina was just going on for a while, and then he didn't believe. And then Joe Spallina said, well, he finally told him, well, I'm the head coach of the New York Lizards. And my man looks at me, he kind of didn't believe it. So he looks at me, and he's like, is he? And I thought that's really the head coach for the New York Lizards. And he put his hand over his mouth like, oh.
Oops.
Oh, no, like, wow.
I saw him when I went to
Florida. Is that cool? So introduce yourself, my man.
I'm Liam Daly, and I'm really excited for the ball versus Team 91.
Mm.
There you go.
I feel like that's going to be a pretty good game. And I feel like it's fresh to come and go to a championship against Next Level and real. I'm really excited for
both
this team
to do,
and that's
going to
be a good
game. That's going to be an amazing game because both teams work the field really well, the whole field.
Evolve is going to beat 91.
What's up?
Evolve is
going to
beat 91.
Oh, we got involved.
We got a little trash talking going on here.
Yeah. You could come
they
on.
Both have a really good record
mm-hmm.
for Evolve. They're 4-1 and Team 91 5-0.
You guys, Next Level, the team Next Level.
Oh yeah,
they're sneaking up. They snuck up on everybody. Everybody,
yeah.
There's not too many people hurting them, so they're like, whoa.
Yeah, they're actually really good. I was surprised how far they made it, and I think that it's gonna be a Long Island Express, because Team 91 getting a little
too
cocky about everything.
Oh.
Is that what you see from your eyes?
Really? Yeah, I thought Long Island Express is gonna.
Yeah, they are.
Well, no,
I
can
I get my prediction?
Yeah, that's totally your opinion. You guys want to get on?
Yeah.
Can you get the boys on?
And,
wait, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on. He's getting that ground ball again. Hold on.
Well, I'm
going to
Express
first.
Next level.
It's
going to be really good
to
call the conference. See you guys.
I got
it. So I think it's going to be Shore
versus
91 in the finals.
Wait, hold on. Hold on real quick,
you
guys.
Shore's out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see your name up there.
Hold on, guys.
They're
playing
Next Level.
Whoa! Cap
your arts,
star
athlete. Is that last
year's
thing?
Okay, everyone, in case you're all didn't know, this is a Cup of JoJo War Drummer Ways, presented by the SportsOffensive.com. We're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, anywhere in the world. We got fans listening from Japan. We got fans in Australia. We got fans from
New Zealand, Ecuador, Colombia.
We got people listening in all over the
United Kingdom, Norway, Scotland, France, Spain.
And of course, happy 4th of July. We got a lot of
fun. Hey, happy 4th of July. That's right. Happy 4th of July. We can't forget about that, guys.
So you guys, I apologize. We have more headsets, but for some reason, other headsets are not working, so we just have one mic to share. So we got Shore to Shore
this
here.
They
just had a game, you guys, just now. A very, very good game against Team 5280. They played quite well throughout the whole tournament.
Nice.
They know what they're doing.
Cool.
To say the least.
You know what? Next tournament, you know, we should really got to step up our game, keep progressing through the year. Eventually, we'll be at that level.
Shout out to Andrew Mina.
Yeah, go, you give your shout out
to Monique.
Shout out to Monique.
You showed up with girl.
Shout out to Ninja. Wait, how many people are watching right now?
I think you should have a tournament. We'll just finish. We'll go to the next year. So speaking of challenges, we'll have a quality tournament. No, we didn't have all of our players because age requirements. Next tournament, we'll come into the Milan. We're going to take that dub and have a great all-around season. I mean, I have not finished speaking. He is not afraid of the microphone. You know, we had high expectations, probably going to make the league, you know that. Sometimes things don't fall your way. That's just how life is, you know?
What a great attitude.
Do you think he's been groomed to do this interview?
Shout out Monique,
shout out Rory. Warrior. Warrior New Balance.
Shout out Diana.
Warrior New Balance.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Murph right here.
Shout out Cammy.
So, tomorrow, next 2 weeks in the moon, we're going to beat all the teams here, especially Express. We're going to play them in the finals, so we're going to beat them.
Shore to Shore.
Yeah, for sure.
I know it didn't go our way. I got a freak, but it was an awesome experience. I had a great time. Body's in the middle of it. All right,
You know what, this is a great tournament all around. Every team has played really well. Definitely a learning experience. We went from mistakes. We get better every single day. Every practice, you know, every time we progress, we eventually get to that level.
Ben.
And you know what?
Woo!
We're going to keep progressing from here. Let's go through the shore.
They're not the world champions yet. Well, actually, they're the defending champs because they won last year.
Yeah, my brother's team. They're gonna be the champs.
No, they're not.
He's calling. Sports wagering is legal.
Right here, not
New
Orleans. Express champ. That's 2 points.
It's gonna
be a really close game though.
I want to touch up that on something. Well, how often do you think it would be? Not as you know, a major league lacrosse has a 2-point part. What if World Series could have 2 points? Maybe not quite as far. Maybe about a yard and a half closer in.
That's a good idea. I think it would be kind of unfair because if it's like a one goal game and then they have a short shooting, we can just shoot from the two point line. But that's where the goalie's defensive strategies come out. JoJo's already trying to change the game here.
Okay, let's get a everyone, I know you can't see this right now, but...
That's my boy, 6'9". He's a singer now.
Right? The 2-point arc?
Yes.
Yeah. And now, what if, not a crazy shot clock, but what if like a 75-second shot clock?
Wait, I'm going to say
That's good, I think, because sometimes refs will manage to call it, and I think that'll be manageable.
Like, as soon as there's a change of possession, they start it.
I'm back. You know, just another off-season. I think Short Shorts are taking next year. You never know. SeaWolves gang. And again, Short Shorts is just going to take that million. We had a lot of players, but we had a tough time because, yeah, I mean, we're holding you up. If you want to come down, we're going to support. What is it? Is this on TLM?
No, this is a couple of JoJo award giveaways. JoJo, sports defensive.com, guys.
Sportsdefensive.com.
You know what? This is the first new program for the Crew Lacrosse.
That's
this
really
is the
cute.
First
and
team
also,
that competed in the World Series of Youth Lacrosse and stuff. And for all the years younger, when they come up here in Denver, as they get older, they're going to live up to us. We were the first team that was here. And you know what? It's a great learning experience.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. I'm with Ben. He said that like 20 times. He's all around the world. He's a platinum top challenger. I'll take him in for another team. Hey, hey, hey. Number three, party. Three, party. Three, party. Three, party. Three,
party. Over.
No.
Again,
you know, we should have thought
about
that team, bro.
Julia
Garcia. Oh, yeah. Shout out Julia Garcia.
You better watch out.
And
also the 2020 Canvas.
Yes.
Shoot
your shoulder short.
We beat the Bandits. And we hope when he gets to the roof,
Short
2027
Yeah,
series champ.
We can beat
him. Oh. You guys are ready for next year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Learning experience.
We didn't get as far as we wanted to, but, you know, besides the competition, the event is great.
Wait, can I see the mic? Where's the mic? Shout out to my boyfriend, Douglas.
Yo,
yo, yo.
And Marcello.
Shout out to my boyfriend, Connor Gibbons.
All y'all who know
what's
him.
What's your name?
JP.
Shout out
to JoJo War Drummer.
Hey.
Shout out to Michael Pino, who won the 40-yard dash.
Oh, you're the drummer boy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
We're gonna get Coach on here, you guys.
Of course, yeah.
Coach. Welcome on the show, Coach.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Charlie Cassava. I'm the parents of Church
here. This is fantastic. So as far as the parents of the Royal Horses, tell us your experience from that.
Quality of the field, quality of the teams. I thought they had to hate on the sidelines from both parents' side and kids' side. It's awesome.
It's
really good.
And the competition is tough. It's the creme de la creme of all tournaments. So to be here is fantastic, and knowing how intense, but still making it fun, pulling it off.
And watching the kids mingle with the kids and the teams, and the team's idea is a great idea.
It's got a new friendship. Nice to meet you. Yes, fantastic. What good memories?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi there.
We got
Tri-State over here. Tri-State's walking past the table here.
Jojo. Hey, JoJo.
Thank you, guys. Hey, so a cup of JoJo, War Drummer Way, is presented by the sportsoffensive.com. We got Tri-State in the house. How you guys doing, man?
Good.
Excellent.
There you go.
This is a podcast?
Because it's outside. Yes. A cup of JoJo, War Drummer Way. One, iHeartRadio.
JoJo, I've always wanted to be on your podcast.
Oh, thank you. Huh? Got a fan.
Well, you're live across 22 countries right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, my situation, and then I'll obviously on demand, I'll shoot out the link later and everything. So tell us about your experience with the war versus
what? Well, it's fun. Because you got to meet new kids that never played before, and
we
came together with
the team. This is very good. We have Titans here. Titans, come on. Right here. You want to get on here? You guys stick around. So everyone, we have Tri-State and Titans right next to each other. So we're creating memories, friendship, and fun. And we got number 9 over here. He's not messing around. He's ready to put some stick chips on his teammate. Oh, ouch. Oh, yeah. Lots of people wearing the Royal or New Guy. See you guys.
Plus one.
Yeah, thanks
guys.
Guys. Yeah, come on anytime. Okay, we got Tim. We had a couple of your fans out here a little earlier, so introduce yourself and what team you are.
Leo! Leo!
right? So look at everyone. So we got Team 91 Bandits, Team 91 Tyson. Bandits are outside of New York, specifically Long Island area, Strong Island. And we got the Team 91 obviously from Florida. So we got two different the same company, same organization.
Yeah, same organization. Yeah. Just one from Florida, one's from the Guy Island.
From Brian Spolina. Just, you know, organization. So those guys know what they're doing. So how much fun are you having? That'll get something. We were talking earlier with the Team 91 Titans, the youngest two.
Yeah,
They could bottle me, could be here for next year. And some of them.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. So you guys battle. For being as young as you are. So what does that say, man? These are the best teams on earth.
And we have one 2025.
Wow.
Number 99.
Wow. I think the folks that I think they want to get on too. Parents, come on in. So what are you guys gonna do? Start preparing next year, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, always making it fun.
Yeah.
We got guys next level. Can you come on? Here we go. Is that everyone? This is like the warrior, rookie, the group of class. Oh, Tim, go ahead, guys. Go ahead, guys. So you got your team in the final four. Okay, your team's in the final four. Okay. Now, why are you a fan of the Team Bandits? And check this out. So we got the field's like about approximately 10, 15 miles from us. Obviously, we have the field for the Bandits to go into the championship game. What do you think about that? This other thing, next level. And two and two and one. That's going to be a good one.
Okay.
Yeah,
see,
Team Bandits won.
Yeah, they keep
Bandits won.
Super.
Grab a chair. It's like back and forth. Huh? You ready? About 5 more minutes. JP?
Yeah, so, what's your favorite memory of the weekend? Okay.
This guy's good. So Brian Spolina, you got someone out there, right?
Yeah,
very cool, man. So we got some fans over here, the Warrior Wilson Super Top. And your team is about to go on in about 1 minute. Okay, so put the mic on. There you go. Okay, so you just heard it. We got maybe about 2 more minutes. So introduce yourself, and then what team are you using? And what team are you most rooting for? So the other Team 91 too. Oh, okay. All right, that's your team. That's your team. There you go.
Which team are you from? Okay.
They just Team 52.
Yeah.
So good group of kids. And they have some solid moves. You've seen a lot of flashes like next year when they come. I'm interested in any particular reason why Team 91 is Chicago. But it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, very
good. Mm-hmm. And everyone, she's one of our sponsors is the Coca-Cola company. She's having a party.
Yes, she is. Jojo doing his war drummer thing here. All the time.
So you're going to go watch the game now? Oh, they're getting their face off.
Yep, they're getting face off right now.
Do you want to get any shout outs or anything?
Not really, I'm saying.
Thanks, girls.
JP, you want to tell anyone about the other shows?
Yeah, you can catch on Offensive Media Productions. The Sports Offensive is our flagship show every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific. We have a Cup of JoJo War Drummer Ways on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays at 1:30 Eastern and Thursday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern. We have the Alien Offensive being taped and broadcast. You can catch all the action on the sportsoffensive.com homepage. We have embedded players to all the shows. Catch up on all the details. JoJo, let's wrap it up here from the World Series of Youth Lacrosse 2018.
One more time, everyone. Broncos Stadium at Mile High.
Yes.
The game is today. The championship. The
tonight.
Tonight.
Or afternoon.
Yeah, right.
4 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Eastern.
So get there. There's plenty of tickets still available. And then after that, you got the Denver Outlaws versus the Boston Cannons.
Yep. We got Trevor Baptiste coming back to town.
Trevor Baptiste. And he's going to... JP, he's never been on, he's always been, like when I do the war drumming, he's never faced against the war drummer.
Exactly, he's never been against the drummer.
He's not going to like it.
He's not.
Too bad.
Exactly.
He's in trouble. So everyone, check us out, man, thesportsoffensive.com. JP, should we cue the music? Start watching.
Get me back in there, I can. Your computer likes to go into sleep mode real fast.
I plugged it where... It's harder to for people.
But
to
yeah, once again, this is World Series of Youth Lacrosse. Let's.
Thanks, guys.
So JoJo, we're gonna get down here and watch some semifinal action. Catch all the action on thesportsoffensive.com. See everybody.
Time to warrior up, grab one cream and two sugars for a cup of JoJo.
You watch me playing guitar, and you feel what my fingers can do, and you wish you were the one I was doing it to.
SportsOffensive.com and then listen to the shows, and you can pick up the feed from any one of those. It'll be uploaded in about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. You can listen tomorrow or
anytime you want. Yeah. They're always uploaded and archived.
I don't know how to do
yours. Oh, it's just, you just gotta plug it.
I mean, if you like to unplug it.
Yeah, you just gotta unplug it. It's gotta go back.
And how do you wind up like this?
Just not too tight on the bottom there.
Okay.
Where
okay.
Yeah. It's a little slack. That way it won't. I just want to get this in the car. So.
Next level video, guys.
Yeah.
I'll be jumping for you. You see you there, bro.